Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I have a special guest from time to time. We will be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online on their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We already started a new series, guys, and it has been amazing. You know, it's about courage. It don't come cheap. Courage don't come cheap. I don't know about you, but in order for you to be courageous, and if you just walk with us through this series and see what the Word of God says about courage, and who specifically did he give people the message to of courage? You know, day one, we went in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 8. And so today, I want you to go ahead and turn to 1 Chronicles. That's going to be chapter 28 and verse 20. We're going to need some prayer. We need it every day. And this is the thing, is that we should never just only go to God when we are afraid. Of course, you can go to him when you're afraid, but that shouldn't be the only time when you're worried, when you're challenged. Maybe in the beginning. Because you don't know that he is just there wanting and waiting to give you the best life. Do you realize that there's no one in this entire stratosphere that loves you more than God, that can give you more than God, that's everywhere, goes everywhere with you? Like, so I've got to be down with God. So let's go ahead and give him his praise and the worship that he deserved. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we'll be joyous and glad that we have another opportunity in it. Just to think, oh dear Lord, no one else could claim that they have made the day but you. So with that, you deserve the highest praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh Father God, that you're working on us, as we'll give you the opportunity to do so. As we're coming closer to you, we're getting to know ourselves more and more. We're thanking you, O Father God, that on this day, our prayers is that your people will see themselves the way that you see them. We're thanking you, O Father God, that we're building up, not only in the knowing of you, but we're building up courage, good courage. It's coming from a pure place where we're having a knowing without a shadow of a doubt that your son died for us to have an abundant life. So as we're pursuing you, we know that all those things that we desire will be added to us. Father God, we'll be careful never to be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We'll be mindful, oh Father God, to pass on this good news, not only from the fruit of our lips, but even in what we do. Blessing your holy name, and we thank your Holy Spirit that he has full place and reign here at Power Start Your Day. We know his job is not only to comfort us, but to teach us, correct us, direct us, and bring all of your word into our remembrance. As our lessons today are falling on fertile ground, let us be careful not only to be hearers, but be doers of these words. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we seal his prayer and we pray. Amen. So, family, you know, when we start talking about courage, okay, we know that fear is right there alongside with courage. And you guys can come in the queue because we're going to need to chat about this on today. Let's go to 1 Chronicles, and that's chapter 28, verse 20. And in our, verses before in Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8, it was Moses talking to Joshua. But now we're going to King David talking to his son, King Solomon. Obviously, this is before the transfer, full transfer of power. And if you're realizing that even as, I don't know if you guys watched Charlie Brown when you were kids, but Snoopy would say that it takes courage to sail in uncharted waters. And I need you to know that, just think about it, from kids, we were exposed to things that told us that you can have what it takes to amass massive success. So let's read the word together. And again, 1 Chronicles 28 and 20. It says, and David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Now, I need you guys to pay attention because for me, the Holy Spirit ministered to me in this scripture. And it's so funny because as you grow in your walk with Christ, you're going to always start to get different meanings at different times of your life when you could read the same scripture. And that's why the word tells us that we have to worship God in spirit and in truth. Coming to him wide open, God, search me. Give me a clean heart. David even prayed that to God. He's a bad boy, I'm telling you. And so when you are looking here with David talking to his king, to his son Solomon, you already know that before the handoff, and just like in the other one, we were talking about Moses to Joshua, leadership is very prevalent. And it's saying that in order for you to lead, and I'm telling you, in network marketing, leaders are who last. Leaders are who last, not just producers. Because, see, if you don't have courage to stand with a lot of things like values and faith and all these things, you can be a producer and still be wiped out. So I need you guys to understand something. We're building you up to be the best of the best. And I know that God has really prepared me for times such as this, a voice that's totally different, saying things that probably people have never heard before in that way. And I'm telling you right now, that's for you to know that it's not me, it's God. Because right before this, I was just asking Robert, he was cooking breakfast. Hey, can you please tell me if I just need a little egg or whatever. I'm just coming in from mom's house. You know, she made me some great berry juice, and I ran low, did her hair a little bit, you know, helped her out with some things. And they're just having my talk with my mom and, you know, all these types of things. So I know that if it were just only up to me in my finite mind, there's no way I can deliver the wisdom to you guys. And this is why I don't want this for myself. I know it's not for myself. It's for you to say, I have a hunger and a thirst to learn what God says about me for myself. Because when you start paying attention to this deal called courage, it is something else. God starts sharing with me, when you're looking even in this scripture here, you got to hear what's happening. First and foremost, David said to son Solomon, he got to be strong and of good courage and do it. Not sit still. You got to do something, right? Because faith without works is dead. And so in your business, people are expecting to get a lot of stuff with doing nothing. A lot of something for nothing. Or a little effort and you want maximum results. But now he says that for the Lord God, God, David is saying he's taking ownership. He's not topsy-turvy as to who's God for him. He's saying now, because when you take that ownership, now you say that now I am joint heir with whatever it is that Christ has, it's also mine. abundance, wealth, joy, peace, good health, all these things that will now lead you to massive success. Because I'm telling you right now, making money is not success. We're talking about, you know, you feeling good about who you are. And I'm going to tell you, it takes courage. I'm going to talk to you about some things here in a moment. But then now when we go into this next portion, which is super, super serious for me, David said he will not leave nor forsake you until you finish all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Now, David didn't promise his son that I will not leave nor forsake. That's his dad. I can't give you that promise that I won't leave you or I won't forsake you, but God won't. And as long as you're doing the service for him, you down with God, God will be ride or die with you. Literally. So now when we start talking about courage, let's discuss this a little bit, right? Because we said everybody has it, but it just takes the right trigger for you to display it or operate in it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Let's say, for instance, you could have a very, very passive personality, but they have a child and someone is trying to mess with your child. You'll get courage out of nowhere. You're not even thinking about who it is, what could happen. You go into protection mode. We've seen that even in, I know you could look it up, and it was a woman who a car fell on her son, and she was able to pick up that car. Courage, that kind of adrenaline, things you didn't know was in you, but it's been in you all along, but you're just not operating in it, right? And so when it talks about overcoming those obstacles of success, it's going to require courage. Why? What do you have to overcome? Because it takes courage to even be loyal to your faith. People are going to even tell you, don't believe that. Don't believe what? Don't believe God, that crap. Don't believe people that you can be successful. Don't believe that company you could really make that money. So it will take courage for you, even though you're afraid, even though it's uncharted waters for you to say, well, you know what? I see other people doing it. Even if I didn't see other people doing it, there was no one, the level of success I'm at right now, there was no one having that level of success in my company when I joined my company. But it was the courage. Trust me, I had to stay loyal to my faith. Why? Because my faith won't even allow me to retaliate when people even do things to you. I had to be loyal. It takes courage to say, you know what? I'm going to believe what God is saying. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm going to believe what God is saying. I can't believe what I'm seeing. You got to be courageous, even to be honest. Being honest with who? First yourself. That you might need some work on leadership. You still roll only in the followership. Anybody can sway your mind to and fro about what you believe. You might adopt certain attitudes towards situations, people that had nothing to do with you. It takes courage to stand and say, you know what? My values won't allow that. It takes courage. It takes courage to maintain relationships. Because you know what? What's the biggest fear? Every time we say courage, you know that there's a fear there. Well, what is it that you can fear? Well, I know, for being honest, I know the fear is I'm going to be found out that I'm not perfect. Or I know for faith, the fear is that I'm convicted about God and people might not be down with him, so I got to fit in. But then now when you're talking about it takes courage because people are going to be finding out that I may think differently than them. Or maybe I'm fearful of being hurt. I've been hurt before, so I'm fearful of being hurt. So I will put these, you know, wear this scab all the time over my heart, over this, over that, so that people better be like, you better play with me. But it takes courage to even be vulnerable, to even be open. And I'm teaching you guys some things that will make you bad to the bone, not only in getting people in your business, but keeping them in your business. And just all the way around, it takes courage to even have relationships in your personal life. Every grown folk have been hurt or disappointed. But it takes courage to stay loyal to what you really believe. Because people might be like, you a fool. You crazy for believing that. Because people fear not being accepted. That's why you can't prospect. You still trying to be accepted versus being courageous and loyal to what it is that you have to offer, being loyal to your goals, being loyal to building a legacy. It takes courage to pursue your dreams because pursuing dreams always look like a nightmare in the process. It's never going to look all good. You'll have people around you that love you, and they'll be trying to sow negative seeds, not even knowing they are. Because very few people are very intentional with their words. Very few people even think before they speak. Because they are not paying attention to how powerful words are. Everyone's guilty of it, but some more than most. I can tell you right now, being intentional with your words, it takes courage not only to be honest with yourself, to even be honest with other people. To be a leader, you have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but they need to. You have to risk not being liked, but later on being respected and appreciated. You have to choose which one is more important to you, being courageous and standing for your value, or being liked and attributing to low self-esteem. I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot easier to be a coward. So it seems. Family, it wears on you. You're the one that is afraid that if you see someone doing better than you, you're afraid to even ask them for a photo because you're afraid of rejection. You're afraid of somebody saying no. I prospected 10 people yesterday, and one person was like, I saw that thing you got. I'm not really feeling it. I said, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Okay, no problem. If you know anyone that need our services, be sent in my way. But let's stay connected anyway. Move on. Can you say move on? Can you do the arrow? Move on. You got to move on. But just as simple as I do that in my business life, you can do that in your personal life. You got to start asking yourself, what are you tolerating? Do you understand that being courageous doesn't always require you leaving? Do you realize that moving on does not always mean that it's a death sentence? It can literally be your gateway to the life you really want to live, living in your truth, being authentic, being exactly who God called you to be, takes courage. Takes courage. Guys, you better take notes. Let's open up this call. Holy Spirit is hot this morning. Woo, thank you, Lord, because I am nothing without you. My God. Good morning. Good morning. 706 last 43907. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Felicia from Athens, Georgia.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Amazing.
This is right on point because what I'm finding even for myself, at first it was the thought of going and speaking to people about the business and just being afraid of the rejection, or afraid of no. I mean, it's not like I'm a baby. I mean, I'm 49 years old. I've heard no before and I've kept going. So when I got over hearing no, that helped me to get along to be able to talk to other people about the business. And if they said no, Well, that is fine, you know, if you know someone who would, you know, appreciate the services or are looking for them. Would you please, you know, just, you know, pass on my information or something like that. So, and then I'm finding that, you know, with one of my agents, you know, she's kind of calm and low-key, and she said the exact same thing. I'm just afraid they will say no. I said, what if they don't say no? What if they say yes? What are you over? What if you're overlooking people that really need this service and that have been looking for a way, and then you're not, you know, letting them know about the business? You know, you're missing a chance to be a blessing to someone as well as yourself. And so that's my biggest thing, is just not being afraid. And I shouldn't have been anyway, because I'm a people person. I never meet a stranger, so it shouldn't have been a problem, but it was. But I'm overcoming that slowly, you know. Sometimes it still tries to set in, like a little fear about speaking to people about the business, but I just go ahead, and if they say no, that's fine. I keep it moving.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Felicia. You're right on point. What if I were to tell you guys that everything you truly desire is on the other side of courage? Everything you want is on that other side of courage. Good morning. 678, last 4-5-4-2-4. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry.
There we go. Okay, there we go.
I called from a different. I'm sorry, Sandra. I called from a different line. I was like, that's not my number. I didn't realize I was on a different phone. Anyway, I think, you know, this topic of courage, I never thought I had an issue with courage, but when you break it down to being courageous to even be vulnerable, I think that's where my issue lies. I don't like the idea of being vulnerable, but it's when I'm vulnerable that I truly do get sort of, I truly get to understand not only myself, but the reality is if I'm vulnerable in a certain place, more likely most people are vulnerable, right? And then just them being able to see, because that's how this happened for me, right? You're always so upfront and straight up about, okay, well, I might not be able to do this, I might not be able to do that, but it's not going to stop me. And
that's
that
right.
Was something that I thought I had to be perfect, right? I had to be number one to be able to do something, but I don't have to be perfect. I just have to get out there and do. And God's going to bring the resources to elevate me. And so that's really what I've learned just, you know, this whole time that I've been on Power Start Call, is that we're not ever going to be perfect, but we can be perfecting as we go. And,
absolutely.
You know, that takes courage. That's the courage that I'm working on now, is it's okay, you know, because I am that person where I think, oh, well, I'm always thinking, oh, they're not going to talk to me. Oh, well, I don't, you know, always these self-doubting ideas in my head. So I have to be courageous against myself, is what I'm saying. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's what I'm working on. Mm-hmm.
That is so powerful. You know, what I'm thinking, what you're sharing, Sandra, is extremely powerful. And I want to give you guys a note, right? When we're what we're calling serving, right? Serving, not selling. When you're serving someone and you're serving them something that they need, not just something they only want, but even if a person needs or wants it and willing to pay for it. Remember, those are the three people, those are the three characteristics you're looking for when you're prospecting. Someone who not only wants it, but they need it and they're willing to pay for it. Right? So what I need you guys to understand is that the greatest salesperson is going to, number one, be able to recognize whatever the vulnerabilities are or the needs are of the person, right? We have been conditioned to put our own definitions to words. Like, vulnerability is not a negative thing. There's power in vulnerability, because when you can now identify with that person's vulnerability, where you can say the me too, I train this in my sales training. When you can say the me too, you can now create the synergy or the common ground between you and a prospect. Me too. If they're vulnerable and you can show, well, I was vulnerable too, but I had the courage to overcome it. Bam, you got a business partner. You got a customer. You got somebody who's willing to exchange energy with you called money. So those folks, number one, you're not even courageous enough to be vulnerable. You're not even courageous enough to go ahead and speak. We got to work on our self-esteem. Another word that people take and make it where it's so negative. Oh, I don't have a problem with self-esteem. A person who is defensive, that they don't have a problem with self-esteem, is the very person that have a problem with self-esteem. A person that doesn't will probably say, well, I never thought that way. But you are open to learn. I need you guys to hear me. If you want to be a powerful leader, number one, you have to even have compassion. So that means that you have to be able to identify with even the vulnerability of a person that God sends your way. I can't tell you how many times I've had to have conversations with my leaders that had nothing to do or appeared, nothing to do with their business, but if they're not, when it comes from a spiritual place, a mental place, a physical place, how about you know they out the game in a professional place? Somebody you probably saying she going deep. Well, if you stay shallow, because even in the word of God, when the fishermen was on the water, Jesus told them to cast their nets deep. So when you stay on shallow ground, you're going to stay at the bottom of your company. Which one do you want? Good morning. 770, last 41623. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, everyone. I was just sitting here with my notes. This is Pam. I am preparing to go to conference, and I was just kind of going through mentally getting prepared to travel. I have fear traveling by myself, but I have my team, and we talked about it last night, and I know that God is with me, and I know that everything that I'm about to embark upon, like you said, it's like all of what I want is on the other side of my being courageous. You have been on point from day one with these calls. It's like every time I get on one of these calls, your point is right where I'm sitting. And I know that it's God, and I know that it's the Holy Spirit. But I was trying to read my notes here. I want to be courageous in my ability to present and stand in front of the room because I know I can do that. But I know that there's fear there that I need to get past. I know I need to be courageous in my building relationships with others and being able to trust strangers. Travel, that's one thing I'll get over. And then just my life walk in general, just walking in courage and knowing that even in the scripture, this reminder that you're never alone and that God is always with us. And I thank you for that reminder this morning.
My God, Pam. And just to think you got a whole family. It's going to be nearly 1,000 family members there. So you will not be alone. You'll not be traveling alone. And we'll make sure you have some good companions. You can give me a ring. Make sure you have some good companions. This is your first, but it won't be your last. Your latter days are going to be so much better than your former days. What you want is on the other side of you being courageous. You got it in you. You got it in you. You know how to work and help people work on their bodies. And now that's why we're a team. We're working on our spirit and our mind. You're going to be just fine. Good morning, 571-0000. How you get that number? Good morning.
Hey, Nicola, it's Sacagawea.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I'm at my I'm at my job, so I didn't snuck away so I can listen to the call today. I'm at a
get that kind of number. I said, how you get that kind of number? Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's a government
up?
Facility.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for the message because I completely relate now. It's just letting go and just being courageous because the fear is going to be there. It's just the actions you take while the fear is still present. So I'm just learning to just talk to myself and talk through it and say, you can do it. Come on. We just got to push through. We go ahead and do it. And I'm just amazed that when I work something or when I talk to a person or when I call a person, I just go ahead. I just take a minute. I take a breath and I just prepare myself and I just go ahead and step out. And when I do, I feel so much better at the end. And then I just feel a lighter feeling too of, you know, something, you just checked something off the box that you thought you couldn't do. So I just want to tell everyone out there, just keep on doing it, because when you do it and you get through it, it's like the most amazing feeling, and you're just so proud of yourself, and that just slowly builds the blocks for you to move on to the next one. So I just want to say thank you so much. I can't wait to see you in Vegas, and thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Sacagawea, and we thank you for your service. You've been serving our country for all these years. Do you know that you are an epitome of courage? Girl, come on now. How many people on this line that didn't have the courage to say, you know what, I'll lay down my life or put myself in a position where I may have to lay down my life for somebody else I don't even know? This is a cakewalk for you, Sacagawea. Let's make it happen. I'm not accepting nothing less from you this year. Guys, this is it. Yes, we are heading on into our nationals, and I'm very excited to see so many of you all. But I need you guys to know that courage, what you want, got to move through that thing called fear. This word of God right here, I'm telling you right now, people looking for other people. God is saying, I'm right here. I'm trying to give you every clue I know, but you're just not seeing me. But either way it go, I'm just going to be right here because I can't go nowhere. I'm just that big. How about that? Guys, love you. This courage thing, it touched my heart because I will discuss, but I've been running into people where I'm saying, and I start saying, well, where did I get the courage from? Start taking me down a journey of when did I become fearless? When did that happen? It was through a lot of pain and disappointment. And on the other side of that is that empowerment, is that courage. You just got to keep going. Just got to keep going. Peace out.